Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā tanahira toko wengwa. This is your Wātea News. The National Party caucus has been in an emergency meeting all morning to discuss leader Judith Collins stripping Tauranga MP and former leader Simon Bridges of all his portfolios. Ms. Collins was supposed to hold a press conference this morning to explain the demotion, which came after she learned about abusive comments Mr. Bridges made to fellow MP Jackie Deans at a party function 5 years ago. She says the incident led to a loss of confidence and ongoing harm to the Waitaki MP. Attempts yesterday by her deputy Shane Reti and herself to discuss the complaint with Mr. Bridges were rebuffed.
The behaviour itself is utterly unacceptable, not only as an MP, but for every person, actually, and the behaviour when confronted with it was it was almost as bad.
Judith Collins. Rotorua civic leader is welcoming the end of MIQ. From January 16, fully vaccinated New Zealanders will be able to return from Australia and go into self-isolation at home rather than into hotel-based managed isolation and quarantine. MIQ for most travellers will be scaled down in the subsequent months. Rotorua Lakes Councillor Meripekarokawa Tate says Rotorua's three MIQ facilities have taken staff out of hospitals and put extra pressure on health services.
And also, when you go around the town and you see these big trestles and gates and fences put up and you see security guards, I mean, it really does look as if people are really under, well, they are, aren't they? They're under police escort, basically, there. And that's not a good look for the town. Three of our biggest hotels taken out for well over 12 months.
Peter Pekarokawa Tate. Māori acts will be highlighted in next year's Auckland Arts Festival. Māori coordinator Ātahua Papa says rather than being tacked onto the side, the Māori stream has been incorporated into the main program. It includes a soul concert headlined by Whirimako Black, a new contemporary dance and physical theatre work, Waifakata, and the multimedia Tonga Poro experience, Ihirangaranga. The festival opens on March 10 with Tātou Tātouia in Aotea Square, led by Ngāti Whātua Ōrake.
Where people can come along and sing along to the songs that they grew up with, ko Karikari ana and Tutira Mai Ngā Iwi. But this year we've added in, with the permission of the artist, 660s Pepeha, so that people can see the words on the digital stage in the square and then sing along with MC Pere Wihongi and musician Maka Pohatu from the Modern Māori Quartet.
The festival will wrap on March 27 with Te Kai a Te Rangatira, a day-long salute to the indigenous language of Aotearoa with their workshops for students at beginner and intermediate levels, music, a Māori arts and crafts market, Māori kai, and a panel of Māori leaders talking about the arts and language. And that is your Wātea News.